Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Hi, this is Mike. I will be live and local at the Artesian Made Event Car Show. And boy, am I jacked up about this one. This is going to be great. Hi, good morning, everybody. Mike Dover with you on the Up, Up, and Awake Show. And joining me now from Artesia, from the Artesia Chamber of Commerce, Shelby, Jessica
Good
Balaba.
Morning.
Good morning, Jessica. How are you, dear?
I am doing good. I'm doing wonderful. Happy Friday.
Oh, you bet. It is going to be a good Friday. Next Friday is going to be even better as I hit the road about 2 o'clock to get over there. And we're going to have a good time. Let's talk about this. You know, last year I was over there and I couldn't believe the number of cars we had.
Oh, my gosh. Last year we maxed out. We definitely were busting at the seams, and we ended up having to turn about a dozen cars away.
Wow.
I know, it was actually really sad. We didn't want to do that. So this year, we expanded our range. You know, we have to ask permission from the city to block streets and stuff. So we made sure to do that early on. That way we could make sure not have to turn people away next year or this year. So yeah, we're excited. We're hoping to break our record again. Last year was about 250 cars, and we're hoping to break that record again this year. So,
oh man, it'll be fun. Pressure's on, man. I tell you what a great car show last year. We had so much fun over there. And this year, we're expanding our involvement with you. I'm going to be over there on Friday, March 1st. And I'm going to be using our PA system, and I'm going to be announcing that great cruise parade starting from Bulldog Bowl.
Oh, cool. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cruise starts at 6, and it'll just go down Main Street. We're excited to hopefully, I mean, last year, again, with our cruise, we had about 160 cars that participated.
Wow.
And what's cool about the cruise is you don't have to be registered. You don't have to pay. You don't have to be in the car show the next day. I mean,
wow.
Of course, we would love for you to be in the car show the next day. But if it's something that, you know, you don't want to sit all day, or you have plans on Saturday for baseball or whatever, and you just can't make it, we still are encouraging people to come out on Friday and enjoy the cruise, not only to watch it, but if you've got a fun car, let's participate.
Absolutely. And I know I think we got some fun cars coming from Alamogordo. I know the Mafioso Lowriders Club has been talking about this car show, and I think they're planning on making an appearance over there, at least in the cruise, possibly in the show.
That's awesome. That would be great.
Yeah, that's going to be a great time. So, and then on Saturday, I'll be broadcasting live and local over there again for that car show. And I tell you what, Jessica, I had so much fun there yesterday, running around to all the cars, talking to all the car owners, as many as I could. I didn't get to all of them, but we had a great time over there. And the people in Artesia are just awesome.
Yes. You know, we have a great car club here. The Artesia Car Enthusiasts, they actually were the ones who are the founding people of this event. They used to be the ones to put it on every single year. And then there was a death in the family of the people who did it. And so that was a rough time. And then of course, right after that, COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it was just kind of, it was very emotional, I think, for them to continue it on, because the death was the dad and matriarch of the family, and just, I don't know. It was very emotional. And so we had a meeting and just decided, you know, can we do this? We don't want the car show to go away.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's hard, then we can help with it. And so now it's really fun because it's a partnership between all of us.
Yeah.
The car club, the Artesia Main Street, and Artesia Chamber of Commerce. So we're really excited to continue the tradition. Technically, it's the 24th year, but of course, it started more than 24 years ago. but with a few years in there as a break. So we're excited to continue the tradition and of our Artesia car enthusiasts and just keep growing the event and make it where it's going to be something that stays in Artesia for a really long time and people from all over travel to come too. So we're excited.
Yeah, no doubt. We saw cars from Texas, all over New Mexico, a couple of Arizona cars there last year, and it was just a great time. And one of the things that I think people need to understand, even people from Alamogordo, if you just want to come over and see this thing, it's a spectacle. So many people with their car dressed up in outfits from the time period of their car. I never see this, but I saw it in Artesia.
Yes, it was so fun to see. We actually encourage folks, if you're bringing a car out from whatever decade you're bringing, we definitely encourage period dress attire. And in fact, I posted a picture just this morning of a couple that dressed just like their car. I'm not sure if it's 50s or 60s style attire, but it is so cute. And we're encouraging people to go see and try to guess when that picture was taken.
Oh,
because it's really, really hard.
Oh, man, I tell you what, if this is the one I'm thinking of that was just to the left of where I was broadcasting from last year.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one? Okay, I know what that period is. Yeah, I know what period that is. I'm not going to say it. A little people keep guessing. So.
Yeah. We're excited. It's really fun. People do dress like the period of their vehicle and... Mm-hmm. They, this year we're implementing a couple of fun new things.
Oh, boy.
One of them is we are going to be, let me back up a little bit. Normally, in the past, it's a non-judged show, mm-hmm. but people get to vote on their favorite vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So, normally, we would just allow those that are participating in the car show, those who have paid and registered, have vehicles, those are the guys that get to vote.
Mm-hmm.
However, this year, we are going to be able to implement a people's choice voting.
Ooh.
And yeah, so it's going to be really neat. Every car that's registered is going to have a special dash plaque like normal. It'll tell you who they are, where they're from,
mm-hmm.
What kind of car they have. And then in the corner of there, it's going to have a little QR code that says, vote for me.
Okay.
And you can simply just take out your phone, flip on your camera, and vote for that car if that's your favorite car.
Cool.
The cool thing about it is you cannot vote more than once for the same car.
Okay, that's good.
But, yeah, we don't want the car owners just voting for their car all day, right?
Yeah, right.
However, you can vote for multiple vehicles. So, say you have a favorite 1967 Shelby Mustang, that's your favorite.
There you go.
Like me. But then maybe someone else has a, 1980 Corvette that you love.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote for that vehicle as well.
Yeah.
So you can vote for every car in the show, but you can only vote once for each car.
There you go. God.
So really exciting. I think it's going to be fun. And, these people now have a pool of, upwards of 2,500 to 3,000 people that come through there that could be voting for their car versus just those that are registered. So we're excited to implement that. It'll be a little bit of a new, we're trying to just kind of stay up with the technology and the younger crowd too. I feel like it'll help them participate more. So it'll be fun.
And you have something for the younger crowd. I mean, younger crowd. You guys got a bike alley over there.
We do. Yeah, it'll be real. It's so cute. Last year, we ended up having about, a couple dozen bicycles that came and registered for the show and set their bikes out and had them all displayed really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And it was adults and children. And so this year, it was actually kind of tricky to try to find spots for them to park their bicycles,
mm-hmm.
because all the cars were, parked. So we decided there's a walkway that goes from our Heritage Plaza, where we have all the cars and where you will be in that mm-hmm. middle area.
Mm-hmm.
It goes all the way to Main Street, and there's There's cute, the whole ground and all the walls have murals everywhere. There's like water fountains that run through it. There's a couple trees in there for shade. And so we decided that's going to be our bike lane, so to speak, mm-hmm. for bicycles that come and register, which we've had a couple already come in the office and do that. So it'll be really fun. And I think it'll be a neat way for them to kind of just park their bikes and stage them and have a little area that's just for that. We're kind of implementing a couple of things like that this year. Along with the bike lane, we were able to gain access to actually Main Street, which is Highway 82.
Ooh.
So we're blocking off a section of Main Street, just one block of it, and we're going to have our hope is, and our goal, our thought process in doing so is that every year we want to have a featured car or a featured class or a feature, some sort of feature mm-hmm. on Main Street. We feel like it'll help bring people that are just traveling through town and see the roadblocks. Oh, what's going on over here? Let's go check out the car show, you know? Or, but also we don't want that to kind of be like, oh, we're going to park these cars on Main. We want it to be a feature where people will walk over there and check it out, because maybe one year it's going to be all Shelby Mustangs, which would be amazing.
Yeah, totally amazing.
Yeah, or, Corvette Cove or like I said, Mustang Alley, or maybe it's going to be 1960s trucks or whatever. So this year we're kicking things off with that. And, we're really excited. It's a car club that, and please forgive me, I don't speak English or speak Spanish very well, but the car club's name is Viejitos.
Okay.
And from what I'm told, it means the old man club.
Okay. All right.
And so, yeah, so they are bringing about 20 cars from all over the state.
Wow.
And we're transforming Main Street, just that section of Main Street, into Viejitos Boulevard.
Oh, wow.
And all their club members are going to be just on Main Street. And our Main Street merchants that are in that block, even ones that are beyond that block, our Main Street director here has been really, really talking to them. And, some of them are having specials and, sales that day, sidewalk sales, things like that. So it'll be a fun time on Main Street as well.
Oh, man, no doubt. That sounds great. That sounds like one place I'm going to have to wind up over there talking to some car owners over there.
Yes, yes. And from what I've been told, there is not a specific strategic plan yet for this. But from what I'm told, there's quite a few of them that have hydraulics.
Oh,
and
cool.
So we're trying to organize a certain time when everyone can kind of go and watch them all bounce at the same time. So that would be really fun. We're trying to get that organized. Not sure how many of them are coming that have the hydraulics, but we're trying to get that figured out right now. So that'll be something fun to look forward to.
One thing I want to suggest to you, because we talked about those kids with those bikes, and these bikes are fantastic. These aren't your regular run-of-the-mill bicycles you buy at Walmart. These were customized bicycles. We mm-hmm. should figure out some time during the day where these kids can have a parade through the car show with those bikes.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yes, it
would
be.
That would be really cute.
Have them come right in front of me, and I can announce them right in front of me. So
that's a cool idea. We'll have to definitely talk about that. That's cool.
There you go. But I tell you what, you mentioned so many people come to this car show, and I encourage people from Alamogordo, Tularosa, Cloudcroft, go over for this car show. It's the biggest car show we have in this part of the state. And you will see some outstanding cars, great entertainment. Let's talk about what's happening that Saturday night after the car show.
Absolutely, yeah. So the car show will wrap up around 3 p.m., and then they'll do awards right after that.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've got a little bit of time to go get freshened up and head out. We have the one and only NFL multi-season quarterback, played for the Rams for many, many seasons. And I can't remember the other team, but 12 seasons he was a quarterback. He was never drafted in the NFL. And he is just won two Super Bowls. And He has a family of, I think, 7 kids, if I remember right.
Wow.
He's written multiple books. His wife has 2. And just an absolutely all-around great man, devout Christian, huge volunteer, everywhere they can volunteer and give back to wherever they are. But Kurt Warner is coming to Artesia. He is, if you've seen the movie, The American Underdog, that movie is about his life and his success in the NFL. And what was really, really cool to me is that, you know, he just told himself, I'm going to be an NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. And everyone laughed at that, because if you think about it, and the opening line of the movie is something like that, where it says, you know, X amount of high school kids play football every year. And of that, only X percentage goes to college to play. And of that, only X percentage goes on to the NFL to play football. But really, it's like 0.000 something of those actually get to be quarterback.
Yeah.
So, so it's like, not only are these kids being drafted to play, but he was already older than the rest of all the NFL quarterbacks. He was never drafted. He tried out and tried out and tried out for all these teams, and they all kept saying no. And so it's just such a cool story to hear. It truly is an underdog story. So a lot, NFL calls him the greatest of all time of undrafted players, you know, and then sticking around for 12 years or 12 seasons is just unheard of. And so we're so, so excited to be able to have him come to Artesia. Physically, he will be speaking here. And the best part about it is the tickets are free.
Yeah, but you got to have the ticket.
Mm-hmm. You do have to have a ticket, which, of course, we will have the tickets at the car show. Mm-hmm. So, if you don't live here, or if you just come into town for the day, definitely stop by the registration table or the registration area for the car show and grab some Kurt Warner tickets, because we're so excited. There's only about 3,000 people that can fit inside the Artesia High School pit where they play high school plays basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So, come and double check and triple check and make sure we can get you some tickets, you and your family. So it'll be oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear from him, because
yeah.
I just can't even imagine.
Yeah, no doubt. That's going to be a fantastic one. You know, you this car show gets bigger and we get more cars coming in, and all the great things you do over there. Maybe you guys are going to have to consider building the Artesia Chamber of Commerce Event Center, where you can get about 10,000 people in this thing.
Right? Absolutely. You know, we've thought about when these big name people come in, we've thought about doing it at the bowl where, you know, the football field,
because
that will hold like 6,000 or 7,000. But it's hard when it's outside. The other thing is they really are able to capture the audience when it's much more quiet and an indoor feel. In fact, that's what Tim Tebow had requested last year, was like an inside indoor, you know, he can get a little more personal, I think. Yeah. So I think that's why they went ahead and kept it indoors for Kurt Warner as well.
Okay, that settles it. Artesia, title town in football, needs to build a dome.
There we go. We need a dome.
The Artesia Bulldog Dome. I love that.
I know it, right?
That'll be great. Well, folks, the 24th annual Main Event Car Show coming up next weekend, Friday with the crews, and car registration starts 1 to 6 p.m. on Friday at Heritage Plaza, and then 6 p.m. the cruise parade from Bulldog Bowl, and then on Saturday, registration 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., car show 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., awards at 3 p.m., all day food trucks and cars galore.
Yes. So last year, we did not expect the amount of people that showed up to come to this event, and so we just did not even like fathom that many people. So the food trucks were selling out so fast, and the lines were so long. So this year we've actually moved them to 2 different locations. We're actually going to have 2 different food courts, and about 14 different food trucks, a little over a dozen food trucks.
Wow.
So we'll have them split up. I'm going to have a map. Another thing that people can look forward to is we'll have maps at the registration booth.
Oh, nice.
And then we have it digitally, too. So if people need to pull it up on their phone, and that map, we're working on the food truck listing for each different court. So you can kind of see what the two places are going to have and, you know, go grab some food at either one or both or whatever you decide.
Yeah.
So we're excited because that was one big thing last year that people said, man, we had to wait in line forever. And then, you know, the food was sold out and, you know, so this year we definitely made sure to bring it back and bring it good.
There you go. And I tell you what, and I think what's going to happen this year, you're going to have to bring it back bigger and stronger the following year, because this thing, what I saw last year, I was like, whoa. And this year I'm going to be even more, whoa.
Yeah, we're excited. And I'm excited to have you. A lot of people, last year you were awesome and came in last minute for us, and that was just like the sweetest thing ever. And honestly, from everybody I talked to, they were like, man, that guy was so much fun. Bring him back again.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole thing about a car show is the cars. Go talk to the car owners. They love to talk about their cars, and I guarantee you it has happened time after time. You're talking to somebody on there about the cars, people start showing up to go come see those cars. And that's the whole thing. Let those guys, they put so much time, effort, energy, money, everything into those cars to pay to be in a car show just to show their car off. These guys need some stage time to talk about those cars, and that's why I do what I do.
They do. It's fun. They definitely do love. And it's funny because they'll come in here registering their cars, and then all of a sudden the cell phone comes out, and you're looking at all the pictures, and you're hearing about all the stories. And
that's it.
Oh, it's fun. It's really cool. So now, I'm excited.
The only thing that's like a car show, a guy with a car that he's showing in a car show, is a grandmother with grandbaby pictures. They're the same.
Yep, exactly.
That is going to be great. Well, I'm going to head over there about 2 o'clock. I'll get over there about 3, checked in the hotel. I'll get a hold of you, and then we'll go from there, and we'll start getting things set up. You're going to try to have internet there. I'm going to try to hook up 2 sound systems between the 2 parking lots so everybody can hear what's going on, and we're just going to have ourselves a good old time over there and just party like crazy next Saturday.
That sounds great. I'm excited, Mike. Thank you so much for coming, and thanks for having me on today. It's been a good time.
You bet. You want to do it again next Friday?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Same time next Friday. We'll talk, and then we'll warn people. And the more we can warn people in Artesia that I'm coming, the more they can prepare their safety.
Sounds like a plan. Awesome.
Okay, Jessica Ballema, my friend that I call Shelby from the Artesia Chamber of Commerce, 24th Annual Main Event Car Show next Saturday, cruise Friday night. Come on over, folks. It's going to be a great time. Shelby, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I tell you what, folks, that is going to be a great time over there. Come out and check it out.
Artesia Car Enthusiasts, Artesia Chamber of Commerce, and Artesia Main Street bring you the 24th Annual Main Event Car Show and Cruise 2023. Last year's record number of cars of all ages and sizes is sure to be beaten as we have expanded areas for vehicle display, added more food vendors, tractor row, and even a bike boulevard all downtown. We kick things off Friday, March 31st at 6 p.m. for the Main Street Cruise from Bulldog Bowl to 2nd Street and back. Join us Saturday, April 1st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. as Artesia transforms into one of the hottest spots for car enthusiasts, residents, and visitors. Please come together to enjoy a weekend filled with music, cruising, friendly competition, and lots of fun for the whole family. Spectators are always free. For more information or to register your car, go to ArtesiaChamber.com or stop by the office at 107 North 1st Street in Artesia. The Main Event Car Show and Cruise, Friday, March 31st and Saturday, April 1st in downtown Artesia, and paid for by Artesia Lodgers Tax.
Hi, this is Mike. I will be live and local at the Artesia Main Event Car Show.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.